Good evening, Ebenezer friends and family. For this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? It's back to school time.
Yes.
It's back to school time. Mm-hmm. Back to school prayer.
Yes.
A lot has happened the past school year with the effects of the COVID situation. There were school kids couldn't go out mm-hmm. and have in-person learning. So there's a lot of things that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a new school year.
Yes.
And we have a right now God.
Amen.
We have a right now God.
Amen.
So we just want to encourage you parents mm-hmm. and your students
yes.
that this will be the best school year ever.
Yes.
And we say it every time
mm-hmm.
because we believe it.
Yes. Amen.
We believe it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Even though we might be on uncertain ground and shaky grounds and all kinds of decisions and choices that you have to make, our God is still faithful. He doesn't change even though circumstances change. And so we realize that many of you are facing challenges like never before, and you're having to make decisions like never before. It's an uncertain time. It's very
yes.
challenging. And it's also very uncertain. But we know what? We know our God is certain. He's sure. He never changes even though times change. So we want to encourage all of you parents, administrators, teachers, everyone who's involved in the educational system in Guilford County, that Ebenezer Baptist Church is concerned about you and your children, but they're really our children.
Yes.
All of you all are.
Mm-hmm.
Our children have all graduated from high school and college, and we sit here in the atmosphere of an educational facility where one of our children attended. But we know that even though times have changed, God has not changed.
God doesn't change.
And even then, we had challenges then, but God brought us through.
Yes.
And so we want to bring you into our prayer time on the grounds of a facility, because we're going to cover all of the facilities in Guilford County and all around the world. And we just want to stand in faith because our God is faithful. His sun is shining on us. We're outside with the sun, S-U-N, shining, but we know on the inside and inside the buildings and schools and hopefully in your home, the
yes.
S-O-N is shining.
Yes. So right now, I'm going to just pray, and I want you to bow your heads wherever you are viewing this, and we're just going to go to God in prayer.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you that this is a day that you have made.
Yes.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, dear God, that you are the faithful God that keeps covenant to a thousand generations.
Yes.
Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for the parents. Lord, I thank you right now that as this school year come upon them, that they would trust in you with all their heart
yes,
and lean not
mm-hmm.
unto their own understanding, but in all their ways they will
yes.
continue to acknowledge you
yes,
as you will direct their path
yes,
concerning this school year.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, we just thank you as I plead the blood of Jesus and
yes.
confess Psalm 91
yes.
that you will keep our young people in that secret place
yes,
where no evil shall befall them,
yes,
nor any plague shall come
mm-hmm.
near their dwelling. That you will continue to give your mm-hmm. angels charge
yes,
over them
Lord. Yes,
this
Lord.
Year, God.
Yes, Father.
That they would walk mm-hmm. in victory.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you.
Jesus.
I pray for mm-hmm. the administrators.
Yes.
Pray for the superintendents.
Yes.
We pray for all the ones that will
mm-hmm.
be involved
mm-hmm.
in our students' care.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, God.
Thank you.
We come
Jesus.
Against the spirit of fear.
Yes.
But Lord,
Lord,
you have not given us the spirit of fear,
no.
but of power.
Power,
love,
yes,
and a sound mind.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for the very school grounds.
Yes, Lord.
We command the angels right now to be
yes.
upon the school grounds.
Yes, Lord.
We command the angels
yes,
upon
Lord.
The school grounds right
Jesus.
Now.
Yes, Lord.
We come against
mm-hmm.
those who will come to try to bully,
mm-hmm.
to bully, to intimidate.
Mm-hmm.
They come against that spirit now
mm-hmm.
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. We decree and
mm-hmm.
declare
yes.
that great shall be the peace
yes.
of our young ones.
Mm-hmm.
Great shall be the peace
yes, Lord.
Of our teachers.
Yes.
Great shall be the peace
yes.
all parents, everyone that's involved.
Yes,
we thank it that you watch over your word to perform this, and everyone involved will have good success this year. That none of our young ones will be taken among us by any kind of violence.
Yes.
In Jesus' name
we pray. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And according to Ephesians 2:10, the Word of God says, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk therein. And we want our children to know, parents, we want them to know that they were created, first of all. God had a plan in His mind before He put them into time, that in this season they are ordained and assigned to be here to bring forth His glory and to walk them through every challenge of life. And so according to 2 Corinthians 9:8, a scripture that my husband and I would confess every day over our children before they went out to school. Our God is able to make all grace to abound toward us, that we always have all sufficiency in all things, and we shall abound to every. What kind of work we would ask our children?
Good works.
What kind of work would we say?
Good works.
And this is a favorite scripture of Ebenezer and Pastor Woods. We confess it all the time. So we want to apply that scripture to our children, that they will abound to every good work, no matter what the circumstances are. Whether they're learning at home, whether they're learning in a library somewhere, whether they're wherever they are on the school grounds, however the schools decide to space the children out or to have the distancing, wherever they are, they will abound to every good work. We declare that, we believe it, we decree it in the name of Jesus. So first of all, as we go into prayer, would you go in prayer with me right now? Parents and teachers and all who's watching, we're going to ask God for forgiveness.
Yes.
Father, we ask you to forgive us in the name of Jesus for neglecting our responsibilities to our children. Oftentimes, Father, without even recognizing it and realizing it, to help them, to guide them as they navigate through these very difficult and uncertain times through no fault of their own. Lord, we ask you to forgive us because we have not been sensitive to them many times. And so, Lord, we ask you to grant us the grace to repent for being so preoccupied with ourselves and our present circumstances that many have failed to stop, look, and listen to what our children are feeling, what they are sensing in their fears. The fear and anxiety that many are struggling with that could impact their ability to learn and develop skills for the future. Help us to build faith in them. According to Jeremiah 29:11, for you said, I know the plans I have to bring an expected end, to bring good to them.
Yes.
You have not given us the spirit of fear, but you have given them, and you've given all of our parents, Lord, who are faced with fear and insecurity, power, love, and a sound mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. According to Hebrews 11:6, you said, we come to you, we must believe that you are, and that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we look to you right now. We thank you that we are diligently seeking you for the blessing and success of our children for this school year.
Yes.
We are asking, according to Isaiah 11:2, that the Spirit of the Lord rest upon parents, teachers, administrators, staff, custodians, bus drivers, school board members, superintendent, and all who will be part of our educational system for this coming school year. Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, and might, and the fear of the Lord, just rest, Lord, upon all who would go and come on the grounds, on the facilities.
Yes.
Guard the facilities. Send holy angels to take their places all over the campuses, everywhere.
Yes.
All over our city, our county, our state, and all over this world, Lord. We just thank you right now, Lord, as we lay our children at your feet.
Yes.
I thank you for these parents, and I thank you for these administrators, Lord, that they would have your wisdom, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that the blessing of the Lord will overtake them.
Yes.
Because your word says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and add no sorrow. And what you have blessed cannot ever be cursed. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank God for letting us come back to another school year, but most importantly, I pray for all the seventh graders. I pray that we all do good this year, and I pray that we are all safe through COVID. And I pray that we all do what we're supposed to be doing and be leaders and not followers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the people that's been in sixth grade and there was a struggle through fifth and sixth grade. I just want you to help them and encouragement to pass sixth grade. Amen.
For all my friends and I to go to pre-K, have a good school year.
Dear Lord, I pray for all the people in seventh grade that they get the answers that they need to know, and then they get the they learn the information that they need to learn, so that way they can go to the next grade. And I pray that they get good grades on their EOGs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us pray. God, I thank you for allowing us to see another school year. I pray that the year 2021-2022 school year will be amazing. Thank you for letting us get through these troubled times in the past 2 years through a pandemic. It wasn't easy for any of the parents, teachers, or students, but I pray that this year will be amazing and that you will bless us with your wisdom and guidance for seniors, as many will be uncertain about their future after high school. I pray for the seniors applying to colleges that you'll guide them and show them where they should go and where they need to be, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, please bless all the 10th graders in our church and all around the world. Please help them, keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Please search their mind, help them to learn and comprehend everything they need to know this school year. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Thank you, God, for the great summer that we have. God, please continue for my friends to wear their masks at the school, keep safe from the coronavirus, listen to the parents and teachers, and thank you, and please help us have a good school year. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Please bless everybody going to the ninth grade, Lord. Please bless all the students and all the new teachers that they're going to meet, Lord, and see. Please bless the schools that they're going to, Lord. And I pray that they get good grades on all their tests and projects. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for our family and going back to school. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us pray. Lord, thank you for everything you do for us, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning. And Lord, help us with this new school year. And let us be able to learn everything, be able to understand everything, math, reading, science, anything. And Lord, just we thank you again for everything you do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Dear Lord, I pray for all of those third graders out there that they do the best and listen to their teachers. And all those other third graders that aren't home in school, and all of them that are in school, and that everything goes well when they're in school. And I pray that they all get A's and not F's. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus, help the second graders be safe and help the second graders have good in school.
I hope all 10 graders will have a day safe and have a great
year. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for letting us go to the first grade. Please protect us this year. Amen.
Dear Lord, please watch over us, protect us, and wrap around us. Help us be smart, kind, and do our best. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Have a blessed fourth grade year.
Dear third graders, hope we listen and follow direction. And we have a great first day.
Bye. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for who you are and for what you're doing. I thank you that you have brought us this far, dear God, as we are about to enter a new school year. Heavenly Father, I want to pray specifically for the 11th graders and those going into their junior year. God, I pray for wisdom and understanding. I pray for favor, dear God, and what we set ourselves out to do, dear God, that we would keep you first, Heavenly Father, and that we would be a light in a world that is so dark, that we would be the leaders and not the followers, dear God, the heads and not the tails, dear God. I rebuke the schemes of the enemy that might try to come against our minds in this school year, that we will be able to stay focused, that we will be able to have peace, and that peace would reign in our minds, and that you would dwell with us, dear God, and that your consolation, Heavenly Father, would give us joy unspeakable. God, I thank you that you have planted purpose in us, dear God, and I pray that you would help us to live out that purpose, dear God, in this school year. I thank you and I praise you for all that you are and all that you're doing, and I ask this in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for my family. We have a good day when we're at school. And I thank you for letting us go to school. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, please watch over all of us fifth graders and let us pass all of our tests and let us have a positive mindset. In Jesus' name I pray.
As we begin the school year, we ask that you would just be with us, Father. As teachers and staff, give us wisdom, Lord, with these lives that you have given us, Father. Just help us to have peace, Father, with so much that's going on in the world, with the pandemic, with how to social distance students and things, Father. Just give us wisdom in those things, Father, to follow and obey the guidelines, Lord, but also to be able to make connections, Lord, with students, Father. We ask that you would give us wisdom and discernment as we attempt to teach so many different students, Father, with so many different skills and abilities, Father. We ask that you would help us to show your love, Lord, even as we do so many things, Father. Give us wisdom in our content areas, Father, that we would be able to teach with your skill, Lord, and your grace, Father, being the ability, Lord, to encourage others and excite others about what we have chosen, Lord, as our profession, Father. We ask that you would just help us to make connections with the parents as well, Father, that we would be able to listen, Lord, and we would also be able to speak into their lives, Father, as they raise their children up in you, Father. We ask that as staff, Lord, as teachers, that we would dwell together in unity, Father, that you would put a covering over the schools, Father, that as we teach, Lord, that it would be a place of enjoyment, Lord, a place of peace, God, of unity, Lord, and teamwork, Father, in order to do what we can for students, Father. We ask for your grace through this school year, Father. We ask for your strength for this school year, Lord, that you complete everything that you start, Father. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are the ultimate teacher, Father, and we thank you for your example throughout history, Father, of how you have taught your people, how you have taught us, Father, and we ask that you would help us to show that example to the world of who you are, Lord, and what you are doing in our lives, Father. We thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen.